感谢神，我们在今天这个主日，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Thank the Lord. The Lord's Day morning, we'll continue to study the Word of God.
我们请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
Please stand up and let's read the scriptures, the Word of God.
我们可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十一章三十二到三十六节。
Let's read the book of John, chapter 11, 32 to 36.
约翰福音十一章三十二节起，玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就伏伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。耶稣看见他哭，又看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁，便说，你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。耶稣哭了，犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。好，感谢神，神的话语就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，你的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
Thank you for giving us your word. Your word is the bread of life.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light up my path.
愿圣灵来带领光照我们，让我们能够从神的话语当中，让我们能够看清楚，能够明白神的心意。
May Holy Spirit lead and guide us so that through the Word of God, we can see the will of God.
让我们能够从圣灵能够得到信心，得到力量，让我们能够遵行神的话语去行。
From the Holy Spirit, we can get faith and strength to live out the Word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
约翰福音十一章三十五节是圣经当中最短的一节经文。
John chapter 11:35 is the shortest verse in the Bible.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
这是一句非常让人震惊的话。
This is an amazing word.
道成肉身的上帝在世界上怎么会哭了呢？
How could God incarnated wept?In the world.
那我们来思想耶稣为什么哭之前，我们可以来思想一下我们自己，我们有没有哭过呢？
Before we think about why Jesus wept, let's ask ourselves, have we ever weep?
我相信可能每个人哈，在人前人后的时候，你可能都流过眼泪，你可能都哭过。
I believe if everyone have ever shed tears in front of men or while you're private.
然后，我们上一次哭是什么时候？
When is the last time you wept?
我是为什么事情而哭？
Why and what things did you weep for?
很多时候我们是看到自己的无能，看到自己的失败而哭。
A lot of times we shed tears, we weep for our failures or incapabilities.
有时候我们看到我们非常不希望这件事情发生，或者非常希望这件事情发生，但是我们却无能为力。
A lot of times we desire something to happen or we don't want to see something happen and we are incapable of doing anything and we weep.
比如说在这里马大和玛利亚哭，他们多么希望他们亲爱的弟弟不要有疾病，然后不要死去。
And here Martha and Mary wept. How they wish and desire that their dear brother would not be sick or die.
但他们无能为力。
But they could do nothing.
但他们多么盼望耶稣基督可以早一点来，但是耶稣基督就是没有按他们所想的日子来。
How they hoped that Jesus could come earlier, but Lord Jesus didn't come as they expected.
因为他们无能为力。
They could do nothing.
他们看到耶稣来的时候就说，主啊，你要早来，我的弟弟不会死啊。
So when they saw that Jesus came and they said to Jesus, Lord, if you could come earlier, then my brother would not die.
然后玛利亚说完这句话，玛利亚就哭啊。
And after Mary finished the words and he wept, she wept.
所以当我们看到我为什么哭，人为什么哭，我们为自己的失败而哭，为自己的无能而哭。
Why did we weep? A lot of times we shed tears, we weep for our failures or for incapabilities.
那耶稣为什么哭呢？
Why did Jesus weep?
耶稣是为他的失败而哭吗？耶稣为他的无能而哭吗？
Did Jesus weep for his failure or his incapabilities?
显然不是的。
Obviously not.
因为耶稣他故意的要迟来几天，这是完全是在耶稣的计划当中的事情。
Because Jesus purposely waited a few more days to come, and that's in Jesus' plan.
因为他这样，他可以让拿撒路从死里复活，能够彰显神的荣耀，让更多的人能够更加的信靠他，信靠主耶稣。
So that he could raise Lazarus from the dead, and so the glory of God may be exemplified, and more people will believe in God.
So, Jesus, 显然他并不是因为他，哎呀，我迟到了，哎呀，我失败了而哭，绝对不是的。因为耶稣知道，他马上就会让拿撒路从死里复活。
So, Jesus apparently did not weep for his failure or his incapabilities or his being late, because he knew that he will soon raise Lazarus from the dead.
我们来思想人为什么哭呢？很多的时候，我们很努力，很努力做一件事情，但是呢，我们会看见，哎呀，还是没有结果。有时候我们就好难过，好难过，好灰心，我们就哭啊。
Why did men weep? Because a lot of times we paid a lot of efforts on something. We want to have a good result, but it come as a failure, and we are very sorry. We are very sorrowful, and we weep.
啊，我记得我在读中学的时候，有一次参加这个学校的运动会，我就跑400米。
And I remember that I was in middle school and I attended a sports meet and attended a race of 400 meters.
啊，刚开始那五十米，哎呀，跑得好快啊
！I ran very fast the first 50 meters.
啊，因为我事实上我没有跑过400米。结果到后来，哎呀，我就跑不动了，就落了最后面，然后落很远很远。
And then had actually never attended a 400 meter race, so, I ran very fast at first, and finally I lost my strength and couldn't run anymore.
啊，然后我最后简直就是拼尽全力，非常努力的挣扎着到了终点，就是这个样子。那别人早都已经到终点了。
I almost paid all my strength when I ran the last race, and when I reached the final place, and everyone else has arrived there earlier.
啊，那个时候我就很难过、很伤心呐，因为我已经拼尽全力了，我已经尽了一切的努力，但是得到这样的结果。
I was very sad at that time because I have paid all my strength and all my efforts, and it was that result.
我们会看见耶稣，耶稣竭力的去传天国的福音，耶稣行很多的神迹，让人们可以信他，但是人们就是不相信他。
See Jesus, and he has paid a lot of effort in preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and he has performed many miraculous signs so that people could believe him, but people won't believe him.
尤其是耶稣特别喜爱的这个马大、玛利亚这姐妹特别喜爱，但是连他们都不相信耶稣了。这个时候
，especially Martha and Mary, whom Jesus loved most.And even at that time, they didn't believe.
是不是这件事情让耶稣很伤心呢？就是耶稣，我如此的传福音，我如此的爱你们，我做了那么多事情，说了那么多的话，但是你看，你们还是没有人相信，连我特别喜爱的玛利亚都不相信。
Did this make Jesus sad? Because I have said to you so many things to make you believe. I have paid a lot of effort, but finally you still don't believe. And Martha and Mary didn't believe Jesus. Did that same make Jesus sad?
那是因为耶稣看到自己努力，但是却没有回报耶稣而灰心而难过吗？显然不是的。
Was Jesus sad because he has paid a lot of effort and didn't give him any payback? Did that make Jesus desperate or sad?
因为耶稣已经无数次经历过人们对他的怀疑，甚至人们对他的质疑和责备，已经无数次经历过了。
And numerous times Jesus has experienced doubts and questions from people around him.
文士和法利赛人不相信耶稣，文士和法利赛人甚至说耶稣是被鬼附的。
The teachers of the law and the Pharisees didn't believe in Jesus and even said he was demon possessed.
甚至连耶稣家乡的人，甚至连耶稣自己的家人都不相信耶稣，都说耶稣你是癫狂了。
Even the people in Jesus' hometown and even his relatives didn't believe Jesus and said that he was crazy.
所以耶稣从来没有因为他付出的努力没有得到别人的承认，没有换来别人的信心，耶稣感到灰心，感到失望。耶稣从来没有这样。
So Jesus was never disappointed for the people that what he has paid did notHave any payback or did not have any response from people. He has paid a lot of effort. He was never disappointed about that.
我们如果说，哎呀，那马大、玛利亚不一样啊，马大、玛利亚跟耶稣有特殊的关系啊，所以如果连他们都不信耶稣，那耶稣就觉得，哎呀，我的努力就白费了。
Or we may say that Martha and Mary were different because they have close relationship with Lord Jesus, and because they didn't believe, and it will make Lord Jesus sad.
是不是这样？显然不是这样。我们会看见，连耶稣的兄弟都不相信耶稣。
Obviously, that was not the case either, and even the Jesus' brothers did not believe in him.
所以耶稣从来不会因为好像他的付出没有换回人们的信心，他感到灰心，感到哎呀，觉得自己哎呀，这种付出啊、劳苦啊都白费。耶稣从来没有这样的心态，所以他不是为自己而流泪。
So Jesus was never disappointed or desperate about the thing that his efforts did not have.Any payback, or he was not exchanged for people's faith toward him.
当然了，我们更多的时候，我们为什么哭呢？因为我们为自己的罪哭。
A lot of more times we weep for our own sins.
尤其是当我们看到，因为我们的罪，我们要面临可怕的后果，或者是我们所爱的人要面临可怕的后果的时候，哎呀，我们懊悔，我们哭啊，为自己的罪哭。
Especially we weep regretfully for our own sins is when we see the terrible consequences we are facing or the terrible consequences our loved one will face.
耶稣显然不是因为耶稣自己的过犯啊也好苦，因为耶稣没有罪。
It was not the case for Jesus because Jesus was sinless.
那耶稣到底为什么哭呢？
Why did Jesus weep?
他什么都可以做，他没有什么事情做不到的。他为什么哭呢？他也没有罪，他为什么哭呢？
He could do everything. It's nothing that he could not accomplish. And why did Jesus weep? He was sinless.
其实圣经，我们刚才所读的经文就告诉我们，其实人们都知道他为什么哭。人们知道是怎么说。你看他爱这人何等的恳切啊！
The scriptures we just read told us the reason, and people know, and people knew why Jesus wept because they said, "See how he loved him."
因为耶稣爱，因为耶稣爱的深，所以耶稣哭。
Because Jesus loved and he loved them deeply, that's why he wept.
啊，今天很多人啊去分析啊耶稣的神性、耶稣的人性，讲的很多很多。耶稣为什么哭？其实圣经。真的就告诉我们，很简单，因为他真正的爱 他真正的关切，他哭。
A lot of people today, they try to analyze the deity and the human part of Jesus and why he wept. But actually, the Bible has told us that why he wept, because he cared and he loved the people so much.
他看到别人在痛苦当中，他看到他所爱的人在痛苦当中，所以耶稣的心也痛苦。然后，这里前面的经文说他心里悲叹又甚忧愁，他不禁是极其的痛苦，而他这个情绪是非常非常的强烈的情绪。
And when Jesus saw that those people he loved was in pain, and he was very troubled in his heart, and the scripture said he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. That emotion was very strong.
因为耶稣真正的爱，他真正的爱的深切，所以他就哭。
Because Jesus loved them so deeply, that's why he wept.
但是今天非常，遗憾的是，你再看到今天，你很少看到这样的眼泪。
But today we seldom saw such tears.
尤其是你看到新闻，有时候其实我一直有一个很奇怪的一个印象哈。你看我们现在看的新闻有很多糟糕的事情发生，你看无论是枪击案啊，比如说有段时间有一个那是几年前的事情，有一个酒吧就是有人进去枪击，基本上一酒吧的人全部打死了，那有些人就说哎那些人很糟糕啊怎样，但是你看新闻报道，你看不到一个人为这些死去的人或者为他们的家人流眼泪。
Today when we watch news, I feel very strange because when we watch those news, especially those bad things happen, and for example, in a shooting that happened somewhere in a bar, and a lot of people died, but in the news report, we never saw someone who were weeping for those dead ones or the families that lost their loved ones.
就是无论你多么不喜欢这些人，那么这些人这些死去的人，他们也是别人的孩子，或者他们也是别人的父母，他们也是别人的亲人，但是没有人去想这些。
Though you may dislike those people who were victims in those shootings, or they still are the loved ones of a certain family, and you do not consider their feelings, and you do not care about them.
就像最近发生的事情，那个楼塌倒的事件，哎呦，你看新闻，你看报道，哎呀，无数，他们说自己非常专业的人士，那你就看不到眼泪，至少我是没怎么看到。
So in the recent the condo collapse, and maybe a lot of people claim that they're professionals, but I never saw any tears in that news report.
于是我想到这件事情，我简直就是不敢想。我说，如果站在下面的是我的亲人，我怎么办？我不敢想这件事情。我现在躺在床上。他在那个黑暗里，在那个绝望里，我不敢想这样的事情，太可怕，太让人心里痛苦了。
Sometimes I cannot imagine if someone I love, is buried in the ruins, and sometimes when I lie on my bed, I cannot imagine such things may happen to me that my loved one is in that darkness while I'm lying on my bed.
当你打开电视，你看。当然我也不是天天看电视，我也不是特别关注，因为我都不敢想这样的事情，但是我偶尔看一下，我很奇怪，没有人真的在为他们流泪，他们在谈一件事情，谈一个工程的进展。
I seldom watch such news, but occasionally when I turn on my TV and saw such news, those people were just talking about their progress of theirproject or the search project, and they seldom care about those people, those victims.
当然了，我相信很多很多人在心里为那些受难者流泪，为那些失踪的人流泪。我相信很多人都是这样。
I believe a lot of people actually they shed tears in their heart for those victims.
但是呢，在公众面前，尤其是政治人物，他们不敢表达出来。
But in public, especially those politicians, they dare not to express the feelings.
因为人们希望看到一个，哎呀，强有力的领袖。
Because people expect to see a powerful leader.
但是你看，主耶稣基督就不是这样的。他不是躲到一个地方，哎呀，不要看见，不要让人看见，偷偷哭。主耶稣当场就哭了。
But Lord Jesus was not like that. Lord Jesus did not hide himself in a private place and wept there, and he just wept in public.
是人们当场就看见了，就说你看这个人，爱这个人，他的爱多么的恳切。
So all the people saw him weeping, and they said that see how he loved him.
但是接下来三十七节这句话呢，我没有列在这个地方，但是弟兄姊妹可能都还记得。接下来就是一句对耶稣可以说是挖苦讽刺的话，就是你就不能让他，你能让盲瞎眼的看见，你不能让他不死嘛？就其实这句话是挖苦耶稣的。
And verse 37, that following that verse, I didn't list it here, but you know that the next sentence is a kind of a sarcasm to Jesus. See, you can make people who are blind see, and how that you cannot raise people from, you cannot keep him from dying.
所以这就是，我看到这就是世人。当世人一看到你的软弱，一看到你的眼泪的时候，他们会起来更加的伤害你，更加的攻击你。
That's the world. When people see your weakness and see your tears, and they will stand up to attack you more.
所以这就是今天很多的政治人物，他们不能表现出自己的软弱，他们一定要装得很强很强的样子，很聪明的样子。
That's why today most politicians, theycannot express their feelings, they pretend to be strong and to hide their weakness.
他心里可能在伤痛，可能在流血，但他表面上就是一副好像，很职业化的样子。
They may be sorrowful in their heart, or they shed blood in their heart, but they try to be pretend to be professional outside.
因为他知道这些人呐、啊，这些观众啊，都希望看到一个强有力的领袖，不要看到一个软弱的领袖。
Because they know in their heart that the audiences want to see a powerful leader instead of a weak leader.
所以你今天会看到很多很荒唐的事情。八十多岁的老政治家，每一次上飞机、上楼梯，他必须要跑。你说何必呢？结果跑，扑通摔一跤，跑要摔一跤，他还要跑。
So today it's a very ridiculous thing that a politician of 80 years old, every time he board the airplane, he has to run and he has to speed. And so he stumbled a few times.
我现在你让我上楼梯，我都不敢跑。我好好的走啊，我扶着好好走啊。
Even in my age, when I climb the ladder, climb the stairs, I don't even want dare to run. I have to walk very carefully.
为什么要装出那个好像我身体很健康，我精力很充沛，我头脑很敏捷的那个样子？一定要装成这个样子
？Why do you have to pretend that you are very strong and you are have a lot of flexibilities and you are very kind of good in health.
哎，因为他知道他的那些观众，他的那些选民很冷酷的。
Because he knew that his audiences and those people who elected him are very cruel and cold.
人们不会看到一个八十岁的老人还在尽心竭力的为他的国家在服务，人们要看到一个貌似强大的领袖。
People did not expect to see a 80-year-old politician and the leader who is trying very hard to serve his people. They want to see a very powerful leader.
所以，这就是今天这个世界。所以人们不在乎别人，人们不会为别人的忧伤流眼泪，或者有些人是这样的，但是他一定外面要。 装成一副冷酷的样子，这是一个冷酷的世界。
That's the world today. People will not express their feelings for other people, their sorrows or their sadness for other people. They pretend to be cool, and they because this world is a cruel world.
今天的世界其实跟几千年前没有什么不同啊。
Actually, today's world is no different than the world thousands of years ago.
我们看到该隐的后代。哇，他们修盖坚固的城池，他们打造铜铁利器，他们建立非常强大的军队。
We saw the Cain's descendants. They built strong fortresses and walls, and they made a strong weapons, and they have a strong troops.
然后他们你像拉麦就说：“哎呀，我最强，我最厉害，谁要伤害我，我70倍的伤害他。”我加倍的报复，结果他收获人们对他的崇拜，人们对他的敬仰。
Lamech also said that I'm very strong, I'm very powerful, and whoever hurts me, I will revenge 70 times to him. And so what he received is people's admire and praise.
所以你会看见几千年前该隐的后代就是这样，他们表现出的残酷，表现出的残暴，他们越是这个样子。他们越是收获人们对他们的这种推崇。
So we can see that thousands of years ago, like Cain's descendants, and they try to be cruel, but and strong and powerful. But what they receive is people's praise.
你想象一下，如果该隐的后代拉麦在那里为别人的痛苦流眼泪的话，他马上就会被人抛弃了。
And imagine that Cain's descendant Lamech, if he was shedding tears for other people's sorrow or pain, then he will be discarded by other people.
但是主耶稣不是一个就是迎合世人的领袖，主耶稣是最真实的人，最真诚的人，主耶稣是活在天父上帝面前的。
But Lord Jesus was not trying to meet the people, the need of the people in the world. And Lord Jesus was the most sincere person, and he lives in the presence of God.
然后他是真正的爱这世上的人，真正的关怀，关心这世上的人。所以他看着人在痛苦当中，主耶稣的心极其极其的悲痛，他会流眼泪。
And he really cared about the world and loved the world. So when he saw that those people he loved was in sorrows and pains, and he was very sorrowful and sad, and he could shed tears and wept.
今天的世界，你看到别人，或者你看到别的地区、别的国家生活在痛苦当中，生活在这个饥荒当中，你会怎么说他呢？你会为他流眼泪？
Today, if you see some people in other parts of the world and they are suffering and they are in famine, would you shed tears for them?
有些政治人物就会说，哎呀，那是他们生活在一个粪坑的国家里面。
And a lot of people, politicians would say that they are actually live in the sinkholes. Those countries are living shitholes.
这句词很难说出口啊，但是今天很多政治人物很容易就说出口啊。
It's a word sometimes we seldom express them out, but those politicians easily speak them out.
啊，人们，哇，说的对，给他投票。
And a lot of people will say that agree with them and will vote for them.
非洲90%的儿童营养不良，每3秒钟一个孩子死了，饿死了。
And 90% of the children in Africa they lack nutrition, and every 3 seconds a child will die of hunger.
非洲五岁以下的死亡的儿童，一半以上都是营养不良死的。
More than half of the children in Africa who are under age 5 died of hunger, died of lack of nutrition.
啊，其实这是今天用一些比较让人听起来能够接受的话，营养不良死的，其实就是饿死。
And today we use some words like lack of nutrition to speak of this. Actually, they just die of hunger.
有人为他们流泪吗？
Did anyone weep for them?
我相信很多很多。
I believe a lot of people were shedding tears for them.
但是越是有些人，越是表现出对这些人的残酷，对这些人的冷酷啊，他们啊生活在一个很糟糕的地方，但这样的人也是很受欢迎的。
But the more people show the cruelty and the coldness toward people like this, and those people, the more the people become popular.
今天的政治家没有傻瓜的，傻瓜当不了政治家。
Today, those politicians are not foolish. Foolish people cannot be politicians.
但是很遗憾的是，我们在今天这个世界，我们看到冷酷，对人没有怜悯，越来越成为世界的潮流，越来越被这个世界所欢迎和推崇。
But it's a great regret today that cruelty and merciless has become a trend of this world, and those people with cruelty and merciless become more and more popular.
啊，我们谈到非洲啊，许多的儿童因为饥饿而死去，我们就不要再去列举今天很多地方国家对食物的浪费，那是太惊人的事情。
We talk about a lot of children died of hunger in Africa, and let not mention that in some parts of the world, and the waste of food is become more and more severe.
2016年的时候，我看到有一个新闻啊，很有意思。
In 2016, I saw an interesting news.
比尔盖茨先生。啊，他做出一个决定，他要捐助10万只母鸡给这个世界上一些贫穷的国家。
And Bill Gates made a decision that he would donate 100,000 hens to the poorest countries.
然后呢，有非洲的一些国家，然后也有这个南美的玻利维亚。
And including some African countries and also Bolivia in South America.
比尔盖茨想得很清楚啊，我给你母鸡啊，你养鸡啊，它有下蛋啊，你又可以吃蛋啊，蛋孵出来生鸡啊，诶，都好啊，你就不饿啦，有东西吃啊。
And his thought, his plan was kind of good, and I give you hens, and the hens can lay eggs, and the eggs will just more, and you can eat the chicken andThose were good plans.
十万只哎，很多哎。
100,000, that's what was a lot.
哎呀，这个国家给你10,000只，那个国家给你20,000只，分一分，好不好啊
？I give you 10,000 to this country and 20,000 to that country. Then you just distribute it among you. That isn't that good.
啊，他把媒体人找过来宣传。哇，你看看这么慈善的行为。
He called the media to advertise for his behavior.
结果玻利维亚的一个农业部长就拒绝，就说比尔盖茨先生应该知道，我们玻利维亚人是有尊严的。
And a minister of the agriculture department in Bolivia said that Bill Gates should know that we have our own dignity.
我们不依赖这些鸡而活命。
We do not depend on those hands to live.
你怎么还认为我们还像500年前生活在这个丛林里面？我们不是那个样子了。
How do you think? How can you think that we are still like 500 years living in a forest and live an original life? We're no longer like that.
比尔盖茨，你如果对我们有一点点的认识，就是对玻利维亚，你有一点点的认识，或者有一点点的尊重，你就赶紧闭嘴吧，你应该向我们道歉。
He said that Bill Gates, if you have a little more knowledge about us, a little more respect for us, that you should immediately apologize for us.
后来，玻利维亚当地的这个家禽生产这个协会就说，他们一年就生产1.97亿只肉鸡。
Later, the local poultry production association said that a single year, the Bolivia could produce 197 million chickens.
他们不需要把个鸡当个宝贝供着，指望它下蛋，不需要了。他们有大量的肉鸡，每年都是2亿只肉鸡，大量的出口，他们自己都吃不完。
They do not need to treasure those chickens anymore to depend on them to live on, and they could have around 200 million chickens every year, and they could export them.
当然了，后来比尔盖茨当然也没有向他们道歉。
Of course, Bill Gates didn't apologize to them later.
这说明什么呢？
What did it mean?
比尔盖茨真正的 care 吗？他一点不 care， 对不对？
Did Bill Gates really care about them? No, he did not.
他真正的爱吗？
Did he really love them?
没有。
No.
十万只鸡在我们看，很多，但在比尔盖茨先生来看算什么呢？
100,000 chicken is a lot for us, but for Bill Gates, it's not a lot.
但他从这件事情里面，他希望收获的，往往的全世界媒体的报道。
But what you want to receive from this incident is that the world will know about this.
多么伟大的善行啊，人类几千年解决不了非洲饥荒的问题，他比尔盖茨先生解决了。
Such a great beneficiary act, so the thousands of years and the world cannot solve the problem of the famine, and Bill Gates could.
他万万没有想到，结果碰到一个玻利维亚。
But he didn't expect that there's such a country as Bolivia.
他当然更不可能知道了，玻利维亚一年就是光肉鸡产量都2亿只，大量出口。
And he didn't even know that in Bolivia, that every year the chicken production could reach 200 million.
所以这些信息很难得到这些信息吗？当然不是啊。
Was it hard to get those information? Of course not.
你 Internet， 你就用这个 Microsoft 的这个 Windows， 你稍微查一下，很清楚就知道玻利维亚是个什么情况啊，你就知道你给他。一万只鸡、两万只鸡是多么荒唐的一件事情，是对人家多大多大的一个羞辱。
And just using your Windows, Microsoft, and your search, and you could get the information that how many chickens that Bolivia can produce every year, and you will know that what your act will be a great shame and disrespect for that country.
这么简单的事情，为什么比尔盖茨先生不做一下，或者他手下那些人不做一下呢？
Why didn't Bill Gates or his people do such a research?
因为他不 care 嘛。
Because they didn't care.
他连玻利维亚在哪里他们都不一定知道，不 care.
They may not even know where Bolivia is.
只有主耶稣基督真正爱这个世界上的人，尤其是在苦难痛苦当中的人。
Only the Lord Jesus loves those who are in suffering in this world.
看到这世界上痛苦当中的人，主耶稣会流泪眼泪，主耶稣会哭泣。
Jesus could weep for those people who are in suffering.
他不在乎别人怎样看他，哎呀，怎样软弱。别人怎样对他，更加的挖苦他、讽刺他，主耶稣不在乎。
Jesus didn't care about how people viewed about him. Maybe said he was weak because he wept, and he didn't care about that.
因为他真正在乎的是那在苦难当中的人。
He cared about the people who are in suffering.
我记得，就是好多年前，我刚刚上大学的时候，有一天我一个人跑到电影院里面看电影。
I remember that I was in college, and one day I went to the cinema to watch a movie.
然后呢，当时看的是个爱情电影，但是是个悲剧。
That was a love story, but it was a tragedy.
哎呀，结果我在那里看，哎呀，看得哭得一塌糊涂。后来这个电影放完了，这个灯打开了，我不敢走，因为哎呀，这个小伙子哭成这个样子。
I cried a lot and I cried so badly there. And when the movie finished and the light was on and I dared not to go outside, I thought that people would see that how could this young man cry so, so badly.
然后我感到很羞愧，我说这像什么样子啊？真的是，哎呀，这个样子太软弱，太可笑了，被人瞧不起，哎呀，心里很难受啊。
I was kind of shameful, and I was sad because how could I weep so much that other people all could see me.
后来呢，我就偷偷摸摸的把自己这个表情啊，眼泪啊，处理一下，然后我还是得站起来走啊。然后走了后面发现，哎呀，还有人也哭得一塌糊涂，
and,
也在那里半天坐在那不走。
So I wept my tears and tried to control my emotions and stood up and tried to walk out. And I found out some other people were also weeping at their place.
我当时心情就很奇怪的一种心情，其实有一点点喜悦在里面。
I was had a kind of strange feeling inside of me. There was a little happiness in my heart.
Oh, 原来这个世界上不是我一个人会哭啊。
I thought not only I could weep in the world.
还有人跟我一样啊，耶，他也会因为电影上的情节而伤心难过哎。
Somebody else were like me, and they could, they could be sad because the of the movie.
或者说还有人像我一样，他会因为别人的人生，别人经历的事情而伤心难过。
Or someone else could be like me and who are sad about other people's experience.
一个最可怕的世界，我觉得啊，没有人会为别人掉眼泪的一个世界，是很可怕很可怕。
If this world is a world that no one will shed tears for others, that will be a terrible world.
当然更加可怕的是，很多人看到别人的痛苦，看到别人的灾难，恨不得更加去嘲笑他，更加去贬低他，那就是更可怕的世界。
It will be an even more terrible world if you saw other people's experience or sufferings and you try to mock at them and laugh at them.
但是今天的世界就是这个样子。
But it's like this in today's world.
我们大家看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读，我们就坐着读哈。我们一起来读提摩太后书的三章第一节到第四节。
Let's read together 1 Timothy 3:1-4.
啊，提摩太后书三章一节起。你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己。爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，放毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，妄计妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神。圣经说，末世的世界最大的危险就是这个样子。
The Bible said the most dangerous times of the end of the world is like this.
人们专顾自己。
People only care about themselves.
贪爱钱财，自夸骄傲。
They love money and they are boasters.
自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神。
And they are proud and they love of the entertainment instead of God.
有时候我们看到这些，我觉得，哎，这有什么危险呢？这些人过得很开心呢，他很享受啊，他就喜欢这个样子啊。
Sometimes we say, why those people are dangerous? They just love those things. They lead a happy life, and they are like that.
你顾好你自己，我顾好我自己，我们都不要管别人，专顾自己就很好啊。
And you lead your life, and I lead my life, and everyone just care about your own business, and that's good.
但圣经说这是最危险的事情。
But the Bible said this is the most dangerous thing.
所以最危险的事情是人的心，最危险的事情不是这个世界越来越变暖和了，这个世界越来越多的核武器了。那当然这都很危险，但最危险的是人的心。
And the most dangerous thing is the people's heart. The most dangerous thing is not the weather is getting warmer and warmer, or there are more and more nuclear weapons. Although those things are dangerous, but the most dangerous thing is people's heart.
因为人越来越自私了。
People are more and more selfish.
人就专顾自己，专顾自己的享受，专顾自己的感受，不管别人。
The people just care about their own pleasures and only care about themselves instead of others.
有个作家，他也是诺贝尔得主，艾利维瑟尔，他讲过一句话。
There's a writer, Elie Wiesel, and he was also Nobel Prize winner. He has ever said these words.
爱的反面不是恨，是冷漠。
He said that the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference.
然后呢，就是这个作家呢，他是个犹太人，他也是犹太大屠杀的幸存者，就是从纳粹集中营里面幸存下来的人。
And this writer was a Jew, and he was a Holocaust survivor, and he survived from the Nazi concentration camp.
然后他最有影响的作品就是一部小说《夜》。
And his most influential novel was named Night.
然后这是描述他们一家人在这个纳粹集中营里面的一些遭遇。
It describes their family's experience in the Nazi concentration camp.
然后诺贝尔奖评委会给他颁奖的时候就说说他是人性的使者。
And when the Nobel Prize Committee gave him the prize, and they praised him to be the messenger to mankind.
奥巴马说他是本世界人类伟大道德声音之一，也是世界的良心。
And Obama said that he was one of the great moral voices of our time and the conscience of the world.
他说，爱的反面不是恨，是冷漠。
He said the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference.
他说，美的反面，或者说艺术的反面，不是丑陋，是冷漠。
He said the opposite of art is not ugliness, it's indifference.
他说，信心的反面不是各样的异端邪说，是冷漠。
He said the opposite of faith is not heresy, it's indifference.
生命的反面不是死亡，是冷漠。
And the opposite of life is not death, it's indifference.
今天这个世界越来越冷漠。
Today's world is becoming more and more indifferent.
没有人 care.
No one cares.
或者没有人 care 别人，人就 care 自己， care 自己家，自己的孩子。
Or no one cares about others, they only care about themselves and their own family and their own kids.
那都是发生在别人生命当中的事，跟我有什么关系？
Those things are happening in other people's life, and that's nothing to do with me.
其实这其实，威瑟尔讲的这些话其实非常容易理解。爱的反面不是恨，是冷漠。
Wiesel's word, actually easy to understand. The opposite of hate, love is not hate, it's indifference.
所以啊，比如说我心里很不喜欢你，我甚至我心里很恨你，但是至少说明我心里还有你，对不对？
Maybe I don't like you, and maybe I hate you, but it means that still I care about you.
但是，如果我对你就是冷漠，那就证明我心里根本就没有你了。
But if I am indifferent to you, that means that you have nothing, in my heart.
你有没有在世界上存在着？我不知道，但是你在我的心里就一定不存在了。
I don't know whether you exist in the world, but you do not exist in my heart.
人活在自己的世界里，当他对别人冷漠的时候，他这个世界里只有他一个人，别人都死亡了。
And when people are in this world and he is indifferent to other people, then in his heart he has.Only himself and other people all die.
以前就是有个姊妹哈，她的先生是美国人，这个姊妹是中国人。
And I know a sister, and she is a Chinese, and her husband is American.
然后我们就有时候跟她开玩笑，我说中国人这个说话方式啊，有时候就是打是亲，骂是爱。
And sometimes we're joking with her that the Chinese lifestyle is that if you hit him, it's love. And if you criticize him, it's show you care about him.
然后这个美国弟兄当然就很不理解啊，你怎么能说打是亲骂是爱呢？你爱你天天就叫我 honey honey 这样的才是爱嘛。
And the American husband could not understand that how can that be true? That if you call me honey, honey, that I know that's love.
其实呢，这其实这个中国人讲这个打亲骂战，其实是讲一个更可怕的东西，就是冷暴力是最可怕的。你两个人至少还有交流，你如果两个人没有交流，那是更可怕的事情。
And that's actually the Chinese saying was talking about the cold violence is more terrible. That if you have still have communications, it's still good. If you do not have any communications, it's terrible.
所以我们常常说今天这个世界啊越来越没有爱，因为你看到哎今天这个世界越来人们越来越恨彼此，但是更加可怕的是，这个世界越来越冷漠了。
And today we see that there's lack of love in this world, and we see that people have more hatred toward each other. But a more terrible thing is people are indifferent to each other.
所以我们今天看到耶稣哭了，我们说实话，我们心里应该高兴。
So today when we saw that Jesus wept, we should be joyful.
因为我们会看到这个世界还有希望。
Because we still see hope in this world.
因为上帝还在为世人在流着眼泪。
Because God is still weeping for the world.
如果有一天上帝不再为这个世界流眼泪，那非常非常可怕。
If one day that God won't weep for this world, that will be terrible.
挪亚洪水的时候，上帝就用洪水毁灭整个世界。
In Noah's time, that God destroy the world with flood.
所以我们今天看到耶稣在为痛苦当中的人流眼泪，其实我们信靠他的人，我们应该效法。
Today, when we saw that Jesus was weeping for those who are in pains, and we should follow and imitate Jesus.
我们总说，哎呀，神就是爱，神就是爱。我们要想，我们有没有爱，有没有从神来的爱活出来
？And we always say that.God is love, God is love, and do we have love that has come from Jesus and to live out that love?
啊，我们不要说，哎呀，我为别人做了什么，做了什么，哎呀，我做哪些事？你想，你是真的 care 吗
？Do not always say that you did something or you did this thing or that thing for someone else. You should think about examining: Do you have love for others, and do you do those things out of love?
那么我前段时间听到有一个姊妹哈在讲她所经历的一件事情，给我有一很深的触动。
And recently I heard a testimony of a sister and talk about her experience that impressed me.
然后，这个姊妹呢，她结婚很多年，但是呢一直没有孩子。
That sister has been married many years but has no child.
那么有一天在这个他们教会团契的时候，就是坐他旁边的有一个姊妹就一直跟他抱怨，就说哎呀，我这几个孩子读大学学费太贵了，哎呀，我现在给他们存学费压力太大了。
And in one day then the church fellowship sister was sitting next to her was complaining that the college tuition fee was too expensive and how he had so many, much pressure from raising the those children and send them to college.
然后这个就说，然后这个姊妹说着说着呢，就把这个姊妹就是我们叫她陈姊妹吧，姑且称她陈姊妹，就把陈姊妹肩膀一拍，她说：“你看你多好啊，你没有这样的烦恼。”
And while the sister was talking about it, he patted the sister Chen on beside her and said that since you do not have child, you do not have those troubles and worries.
那句话一下子就刺到这个陈姊妹的心里去了。
But those words hurt the sister Chen in her heart.
因为我很熟悉这个陈姊妹，在她结婚之前， 他最想要的一个礼物就是育儿大权，很想要孩子。
Because I have a good relationship with this sister Chen, and before she married, and the best gift she wants to get is an encyclopedia of bringing up kids.
后来，当那个旁边的姊妹抱怨：“哎呀，你没有这样的烦恼，你看你多好，你不用给孩子存学费。”和那个陈姊妹当时说：“我再不要理他了，我再不要理这个人。”
So when the sister beside her was complaining and said to her that since you do not have kids, you do not have those worries, and she was hurt in her heart, and she did not want to associate with that sister anymore.
后来有一天呢，就是在这个陈姊妹她灵修的时候，这个圣灵就光照她，她突然就想起一件事情。
So one day, then when the sister Chen was in her quiet time, the Holy Spirit illuminated her, and she thought about one incident.
她就想起自己在学校当老师的时候，有一天她班上的孩子啊特别吵。
And she thought about that while she was a teacher in school, that one day those children in her class was very noisy.
后来下班了之后呢，他就跟教会的好朋友就约在一起出去吃饭，然后吃饭的时候他就跟这个好朋友就抱怨，哎呀，我今天班上这些孩子简直是太头疼了。
After work and she went to dinner with another sister in that church, and during the dinner she complained to her that those children in her class were so noisy and so troublesome.
这些孩子啊，大部分都是单亲家庭，单亲妈妈带大的。这个单亲妈妈带大的孩子啊，哎呀，确实太成问题。
And she said that those kids were raised up by single parents, and those children who raised up by single parents are great trouble.
然后她在那里讲啊讲啊讲，对面这个姊妹就坐那里就听啊听啊听。
And she kept talking, and the sister, who died with her, was listening.
后来就在这个时候啊，这是以前发生的事情。就在这个时候，她灵修她突然一下想起来，她当时听她抱怨的那个姊妹，她也是个单亲妈妈。
And that was happened a while ago. And while on that day, while he was in her quiet time, he suddenly thought about that thing, and she realized that the sister who was listening to her complaint was a single mom.
然后这个姊妹，她的妈妈也是单亲妈妈，她也是单亲妈妈带大的。
And that sister's mom was also a single mom, and she was raised by a single mom.
但是这个陈姊妹就突然回想起，哎呀，我当时就是在发泄，在宣泄自己的这一天这个困难呐、啊，这个情绪。完全没有想到我说的话对方听到会怎样想。
So the sister suddenly realized and recalled that at that time she was just expressing all her complaints and his emotions, and he didn't even notice that what the other sister was feeling about.
他说我当时那个我就像那个教会给我拍肩膀的那个姊妹说，你看你多好，你没孩子，你不用存学费，跟她一样啊。
She said that I was exactly the same with that sister in our church who patted me on my shoulder and said, you do not have those troubles since you have no kids.
所以想到这里呢，这个陈姊妹她立刻就做个决定，她说不行，我一定要认罪，我一定要认罪。
So thinking about that, the sister Chen made a decision that he will confess her sins.
然后呢，他立刻向神认罪，然后在一次教会的聚会当中，一次大家分享当中，他当着那个就是听他抱怨的那个单亲妈妈姊妹，当着他的面，当着教会众人的面，他就讲这件事情。
And she immediately confessed her sins before the Lord, and later in the church gathering and fellowship, she in the presence of that sister, of that single mom, he and all around, in front of all people, he shared about this.
然后他就把我刚才说的那段经历他就给大家分享，然后他就说，你看我是多么冷酷的一个人，我心里没有爱，我或者我根本只是看自己，只是专顾自己，没有想到过别人。
And so she just shared what I just said to everyone in that meeting, and she says how indifferent she was at that time. She didn't care about other people. She has no love in her heart.
所以她也当着众人的面，就向那个单亲妈妈姊妹就道歉。
And in front of all people, she apologized to that single mom.
然后她说啊，当她这样做的时候，她心里非常的平安。
She said that when she did that, she was peaceful in her heart.
然后呢，当这个陈姊妹分享完了之后呢，那个单亲妈妈紧接着也就回应了，她非常非常感谢神，就是因为陈姊妹做这样的一个见证，当众做这样的一个见证，并且当众向她道歉。
And after Sister Chen made such a sharing, and that single mom also gave a quick response, and she was very thankful that Sister Chen could share about his feelings and his such experience.
啊，她其实心里从来就没有就是埋怨过这个陈姊妹，但是她看到圣灵这样带领陈姊妹，她心里非常的高兴。然后她又分享另外一件事情。
And she was not actually complaining about the sister's behavior, and he was so thankful. She was so thankful that the Holy Spirit could lead Sister Chen for such experience, and then she shared another experience, her incident.
然后她分享什么？她其实啊，在教会还有另外一个姊妹，也对她就是也是讲话的时候。就是没有完全没有想到她是单亲妈妈。
And she shared that in another time that another sister in the church, while she was talking, she was careless and didn't realize that she was a single mom.
但是后来呢，这个姊妹她其实自己意识到了，你知道吧？她自己意识到了。
But later that sister realized.
那个时候她知道心里，哎呀，我当时说那个话，哎呀，我没有考虑她的感受，她心里知道。
And that sister later realized that what she said has may hurt that sister, the single mom's feelings.
但她做出的反应是什么呢？她说：“哎呀，我就躲着她。”
But what her response? She was trying to avoid that sister.
所以她就再也就不见这个单亲妈妈，就一直就躲她，回避她。
She was just trying to hide from that single mom and did not want to associate it with.
所以，后来这个单亲妈妈就很感谢神，当然也谢谢这个陈姊妹当众做这样的一个见证，就说这样的信任，就是彼此之间的信任，彼此之间对对方信心的信任，以及对神的信任，真的是让他们感情越来越加深。
And that single mom actually, that she was very thankful for God, and she was very thankful for that Sister Chen could made such a good testimony that her trust toward her and their trust toward God made their relationship stronger.
所以后来我听到这个陈姊妹这个见证的时候，我当时我一个感受，我说这个陈姊妹真有福气啊。
And when I heard Sister Chen's testimony, and I feel that this Sister Chen is really blessed by the Lord.
不是因为她身边有这样的一群非常好的弟兄姊妹，而是因为圣灵居然光照她，而且她居然就在圣灵的光中就看到了神的心意。
Not because she has a group of good brothers and sisters around her, but God through the Holy Spirit illuminated her, and through the Spirit that He could see her sin, and she could confess her sin and repent it.
有些偏行己路的人，他没有福气被圣灵光照。
Some people who is going astray in their own ways, they do not have the blessing to be illuminated by the Holy Spirit.
或者圣灵已经光照他了，但是因为他太专顾自己了。他根本就听不到，看不到。
Or the Holy Spirit may have a light on him or her, but they care too much about themselves and they couldn't hear or couldn't realize.
所以我就觉得这个蔡姊妹真的有福气，真的，她居然能够得到圣灵的光照，而且她还能够接受到，做出正确的反应，这是一件太蒙福的事情，很多人没有这样的福气的。
So I think this Sister Chen is so blessed that the Holy Spirit could light on her and she could receive such a teaching and she confessed and repented. That's a great blessing. A lot of people didn't have that kind of blessing.
因为这个陈姊妹呢，就是以前她其实就是一个非常非常普通的一个年轻的基督徒姊妹，然后就是很关注，就像今天很多基督徒一样，就是哎呀，关注自己的这个生活品质啊，生活质量啊，然后那种所谓小确幸吧，就是哎呀，我就要过一个小确幸的日子就好了呀。
And this Sister Chen was actually originally she was just an ordinary Christian, and just like many people today, they just care about and focus on how to live a quality life like most people today call the an ordinary but stable life.
她其实不太过多的就关注别人的所遭遇的。
Before she seldom care about what other people experience.
但是上帝奇妙的带领，这个陈姊妹现在从事什么工作呢？她从事的工作就是几乎天天给这个社会上一些弱势群体，甚至一些边缘群体打交道，给他们提供帮助。
And but now the Sister Chen was actually working on this kind of job that she has to deal with those people who are in a disadvantage or in a is marginalized.
所以他现在所看到的世界跟他以前是完全是两个世界。
The world she sees today is totally different from the world she viewed before.
然后他今天在别人身上看到别人太多的痛苦，太多的挫折，然后看到别人的软弱，但是也看到这些人身上那个坚强和乐观。
She witnessed so much pains and so much failures and so much weakness from other people. And she also witnessed the strength and those hope in those people.
然后她就越来越爱她所从事的工作，也越来越爱这些人。
And she loved more loved her job and those people she had to deal with every day.
然后他不再是一个只关注自己，哎呀，我有没有过精致生活呀？我的生活品质怎样啊？啊，这个小确幸呢、啊？他不再关注这些。
And she is no longer a person who just focus on herself and how to live a quality life and a stable life.
然后，其实后来我跟这个陈姊妹，就是我听到她的见证，我说她变化真的很大。她以前跟现在完全是两个人。她以前是基本不怎么。太在乎跟他不一样的人，然后是别人经历什么，但现在完全不一样。
When I heard Sister Chen's testimony, I found out that her life was totally transformed. He was no longer that before. He didn't care about other people, but now she was totally different.
所以我觉得，其实在我看，越来越像个基督徒了。为什么呢？越来越像。他所信靠跟从的主耶稣，他会开始为别人流泪了。
She was more like a Christian because she was more and more like the Christ she trusted and loved, and she cared more about others.
耶稣哭了，因为耶稣爱着苦难当中的人，爱着世上的人。
Jesus wept because Jesus loved the people in the world who are in sufferings.
我们看到当约伯的朋友来看到约伯在苦难当中，约伯的朋友也哭啊，就是后来批评约伯的 那三个朋友，他们也哭，他们甚至大哭，撕破衣服哭。
And when we see that Job was in sufferings and his friends, although they later they criticized Job, but they were in sorrows and they cried for Job and they cried hard, very loudly.
但他们哭完之后，他们做什么呢？责备约伯，对不对？批评约伯。
But after they cried for Job, what did they do? They criticized Job.
那么耶稣也哭，看到痛苦当中的人，耶稣也哭。
Jesus wept for those who are in sufferings.
但是耶稣哭完之后，耶稣让拿撒路从死里复活。
But after Jesus wept, he raised Lazarus from the dead.
耶稣为着苦难当中的人哭，但是耶稣流过他的眼泪之后，耶稣担负世人的罪，走上了十字架，被钉在十字架上。
Jesus wept for those people in suffering, but after he shed his tears, he went to the cross and he bore the sin of all human beings and went to the cross and was crucified for them.
耶稣对世人的爱绝对不是仅仅停留在几滴眼泪上面。
And Jesus' love for the world did not stop in just a few tears.
耶稣对世人的爱体现在十字架上。
And Jesus' love for the world was exemplified on the cross.
我们今天看到很多冷酷的政治家，我们也看到一些流泪的政治家，对不对？
Today we see those cruel and cold politicians. We also see those politicians who shed their tears.
有些政治家为那些苦难当中的人呢、啊，他也掉几滴泪啊。
Some politicians they shed some tears for those who are in sufferings.
然后又怎样呢？
Then what did they do?
有什么改变吗？
Was there any change?
耶稣不是这样的。
Jesus was not like them.
耶稣的爱绝对不是仅仅几滴眼泪。耶稣对世人的爱，在他十字架上彰显出来。耶稣为世界、为世人、为罪人牺牲他自己。
Jesus' love was not showing just a few tears. Jesus' love was exemplified and shown on the cross, and Jesus died for those people on the world.
我们最后请大家起立，我们一起来读两处经文。
Let's all stand up and read the two scriptures.
我们一起来读罗马书五章第六节到第八节。
Let's read Romans 5:6-8.
罗马书五章六节起。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。我们再一起来读约翰一书四章九节十节还有十九节到二十一节。
Let's read the scriptures in 1 John.
约翰一书四章九节起，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的，也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
我们在这里思想耶稣为痛苦苦难当中的世人而哭泣而流泪。
Today we think about that Jesus wept for those who are in pains and suffering.
我们愿圣灵也来到我们的心里，光照我们的心，让我们的石头般冷酷坚硬的心能够柔软。
And we ask the Holy Spirit come into our heart and to illuminate us so that our heart is what is like a stone could become soft.
让我们以耶稣基督的心为心。
So that we can regard the heart of the Lord Jesus as our heart.
让我们不要专顾自己。
So that we not only care about ourselves.
让我们也能够与那哀哭的人同哭，与那欢笑的人一起喜乐。
So that we can mourn with those who mourn and be joyful with those who are joyful.
感谢主耶稣基督爱我们，以致代替我们担负我们的罪，牺牲他自己在十字架上。
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ loved us and died in our place on the cross and bore sins.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
He died on the cross and was buried and raised to life on the third day.
让我们这一切信靠耶稣基督的人，让我们能够被圣灵借着神的道所重生。
So that whoever believes in him will be generated through the Holy Spirit through his word.
让我们有一颗新造的心，不再是顽梗坚硬的石头心，而是新造的一颗像主耶稣基督那样的心。
So that I will have a new heart, like a heart of a Lord Jesus instead of a stone heart.
愿圣灵来光照我们，带领我们，让我们能够看清自己的本相，也让我们能够看清主耶稣基督的心意。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us so that we can see our own self and we can also know and see the will of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅能够认识明白耶稣基督的心意，让我们更加能够效法他的脚踪而行。
May the Holy Spirit lead us so that we not only understand and know the will of our Lord Jesus, but able to have the strength and faith to live out the word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.